The Power FM Brekkie Show.
This is great news for dog owners, Jules.
Here we go.
Sorry about this, because I know you're a cat lover.
I'm a cat person, yep.
You've got Charlie. You don't mind him. You think he's all right.
I don't mind him. That's putting it mildly.
You get along well with Charlie.
Yeah, crazy cat lady right here.
I mean, he's a huge jerk. He walks all over you, but you still think he's all right.
Yeah.
Apparently, dog owners have lower risk of death. This is according to a new study done in Sweden. It's in the scientific journal, so you know it's legit.
Okay. It's from Sweden too. They're pretty well balanced as a people.
Yeah, I know very little about Sweden mm-hmm. or Swedish people, but I feel like they'd be a pretty healthy bunch. That's just the general vibe
yeah,
I get.
I think so.
I mean, they've got Swede in the title, which is a healthy root vegetable, so...
So, spelled completely differently, but go on.
The sound is there. And what they've discovered is dog owners, especially single dog owners, so people who live by themselves who are in a higher risk category of people to suffer from things like cardiovascular disease or something like
so
that, you know,
older,
bad heart conditions.
Older people.
Well,
generally.
Older but single, like people who are living alone.
Yep.
They're at a higher risk. They are 30% less likely or 30% reduced risk of mortality from these things if they own a dog.
Why is that?
They've put it down to a couple of different factors, and the main one being having a dog makes you more social and it also makes you more active because you've got to walk that dog.
Oh, okay, yep.
You can't just...
I was thinking they've trained all the Fidos of the world to just dial 000
yes.
if the owner has a heart attack.
Yes.
That's why they're living longer. Dogs are onto it.
Just like, hey.
Emergency dog.
Yep, 911. Who's this? Oh, Rex. Hey, gun. Yeah, he's having another heart attack. All right, we'll send someone over.
We'll be there soon.
Just having a chat with the dog. No, they just put it down to, I guess you're getting more exercise and you are being more active. Like a dog's a conversation starter, isn't it?
True that.
Like people come up and make a fuss when you go out with a cute dog. You can't really take a cute cat out, can you?
Hey. There is a guy in my neighbourhood who walks his cat.
Yeah.
And if the cat wasn't so skittish, I would go up and pat it.
My sister actually walks her cat and it's so ridiculous. She sends me Snapchats of it. She's like out in a casual walk and it just climbs up a tree and like dicks about up there for a bit. So she's just standing there holding this lead while this cat's like attached to a cat that's up in a tree.
Yep.
It's not a fun experience for her.
But dogs, on the other hand.
Certain breeds in particular too.
Right.
So if you've got terriers, retrievers or scent hounds, so basically hunting breeds, apparently they're the ones that give you the best outcome.
But terriers aren't a hunting breed, are they? They're like little cute ones, aren't they?
I don't know, Jules. Never really been hunting and certainly haven't taken a dog with me when I've gone hunting.
Yeah, fair call.
So it's good news if you're living alone. Maybe it's time to adopt man's best friend.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.